Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is already the second day of August, 2007. As we race towards a head-on collision with the New World Order. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have a jam-packed radio show for you today. In 30 minutes, Luke Radowski is joining us. They're banning videotaping the police or basically anything else in New York coming up starting this Friday. A full-on frontal assault on the First Amendment. Don't do an interview in a park. Don't talk to anybody. We've already had cops tell us it's illegal to videotape anything in New York. They've made quite a few arrests right in front of my own eyeballs. Now they'll actually have a, quote, regulation. And that goes into effect in just a couple days. Well, it goes into effect Friday. I guess it goes into effect in about 24 hours. And they're going to be out demonstrating in front of Mr. Bloomberg, the media mogul, the media robber baron titan, who, by the way, is doing this also for business reasons, right in front of his house tomorrow. We've got Alan Watt coming on as an expert on the New World Order architecture and on their mindset to understand their psychology and where they're coming from for a part three interview. We've been interviewing him about once a month the last 2 months. He'll be joining us in the third hour today. And I have the loose change crew of the three, the two that are not under duress right now. And that, of course, is Dylan Avery and Jason Burmess. But they're not coming on to talk about Corey Rowe, though I'm sure they'll give us a brief update on his situation. They're coming on because they are under the same gun that I'm under. And I'm just going to leave it at that until I start the second hour. And, yes, I'm trying to build suspense because there is suspense involved. And we talk about so many serious issues here that I even tend to get conditioned into not seeing how serious something is, not seeing how important something is when it's right in front of your face. So that is that important information is coming up. Very important information is coming up in the second hour today, but I'll do a 20-minute prelude before they join us at 20 after. That's 1 hour and 15 minutes from now. 20 after in the next hour. So call your friends, call your family, call your neighbors. Tell them to tune in to this because this is very important information you're going to be hearing, and it goes to the heart of everything that's wrong in this society. So that is coming up later in the broadcast. Luke Radowski, Jason Burmess, and Dylan Avery, Alan Watt. And then tonight at 5 o'clock Central, I guess that's like 10 o'clock at night over there, or 11, I'm going to be on National British Radio yet again, just for any of our British listeners. I'll be on Talk Sport. A little program note there for you. I'll be on there for an hour. Whatever 5 o'clock Central translates into Greenwich Mean Time, I guess 11 at night. Now, when we come back from break, I'm going to get into all of the news that is in front of me. There's a new bin Laden tape every day or two. There's new al-Qaeda leaders saying they're going to attack the U.S. spectacular. They're going to burn the White House down. They're going to unleash hell any second. We'd better just get ready. Well, now, U.S. terror attack only 90 days away at most, Fox News. Elton John says shut down the Internet. Chinese woman commits suicide to protest forced demolitions of their homes to make way for the Olympic Games. By the way, they're not being given compensation in most cases. And a lot more. We'll talk about that huge bridge collapse up in Minnesota. Stay with us.
It's
cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Bible prophecy talks about the United States, British Commonwealth, Russia, China, and the communist world in the last days? Did you know that it predicts the confrontation between atheistic communism and the Western world of Christianity? The plans have already been laid and they conform to Bible prophecy. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while our operators are standing by to take your call.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In current cost, the Iraq war has already cost, has already more money's been spent than $1 trillion. Iraq war price tag well above $1 trillion. That out of the Boston Globe, and that's not counting any of the expenses of the 75,000 amputees, of all the people that are having mental breakdowns, generally when they're on the police force a year after getting out, when they go home and gut their entire family or blast them or shoot their supervisor or at the post office, or all of the pensions and the rest of it. Over $1 trillion. They never have any intention of paying any of it off. The U.S. is bound for the scrap heap, the Trilateral Commission, CFR. They all openly brag. I've even heard them on NPR brag that we're all going to live as third world serfs, but it's what we deserve for the earth. And the yuppies are running around giggling and laughing. So I have that report here. I'm really mad at myself because I had it at my house, and I forgot to bring it this morning, and the reason I'm mad at myself is because I can't remember the exact headline, so I've been unable to pull it up, but it was out of Illinois, and it said in rural Illinois, and I'd actually been faxed another story out of South Dakota, so it was two stories I left, where all over the country we're getting a chance to see how they are setting up these FBI tattletale squads. I mean, they announced a few years ago they were going to have domestic Stasi anti-terror tattletales, and we told you, folks, there's no real terrorism in the classical sense. That's why their definition is all misdemeanors or the attempt to commit them are terrorism, and they say that clearly in law and in executive order over and over again in new laws and executive orders that have been foisted and laid upon us. And it said that, in towns all over the state, people are being asked to come down to free dinners and to come to different facilities put on by the FBI to learn how to fight terror and be the eyes and ears, and also to fight crime. You see, this network of spies is not to fight Al-Qaeda, even if you believe people with turbans and beards are sneaking around in the bushes at night around all your houses, and if you believe in the boogeyman when you were little. And for those that don't know history and don't know how this has been sold many times before, just in the last 100 years, they're not even aware. They just hear, I get a little badge and a little a computer login that's secure on the FBI website. I get to just sit around all day reporting people. So they go get all jazzed up at these meetings, and then they go home, and a month goes by, and they look over their neighbor's fence, and they see the neighbor spank the child. Well, it said crime, so they call the FBI, and the FBI gives it to CPS. Or they hear fighting. Or the neighbor's got cars that are too nice, and doesn't he just work at the local steel mill, and she works at a restaurant? Of course, you don't know that her mama died and she got $100,000. Doesn't matter. The neighbor still suspiciously looks over, and why do they have two cars that are too expensive for their lifestyle? Or maybe you don't even know that the neighbor writes for a fishing magazine. Who knows? There's been many of these type cases where they go ahead and just call the IRS, call the tax assessor. It is the snitch society, and it's in Road to Tyranny. We show them right here in Austin, giving them $200 a piece and little debit cards that have all these free gifts on them and discounts everywhere for reporting on what their parents do, on what's in the medicine cabinet. They have them in sixth grade, coast to coast. They write in an entire semester class what your parents do, what they, where they go, do they smoke marijuana. It's a, quote, journal class, but they always, it's a federal grant, the school gets money. Tell us what mommy and daddy do. Write about them. I mean, this is diabolical. Meanwhile, literally, illegal aliens are above the law. All over the news, they're let go for DWI. They're let go for no driver's license. Today, I was at a long red light, and I was watching motorcycle cops swarming at William Cannon and Mopac. And there were a couple of motorcycle cops, and I noticed they would pull right up. They're in the median. And they would look at the inspection sticker or the registration sticker, and they would immediately just pull you over in the Whataburger parking lot and give you tickets. And so I pulled over, because I left a little bit early this morning, I pulled over Whataburger, got a cup of coffee, and sat there and watched it. And folks, I was watching clearly illegal aliens in big work trucks with stickers that were 2-3 years old. The cops weren't stopping them. I'm going to go, and I'm letting the cops know, when I get time, when Endgame's done, I'm going to go out and surveil you, and I'm going to show what you're doing. I know you don't care. You'll openly say, yeah, we've been ordered to do this. I've had cops admit it, so I guess you're like, fine. But I'm going to go out with, of course, here they'll probably just pass a law, can't videotape them. We're going to put cameras everywhere on you and in the school bathrooms, but you're not allowed to videotape the officer. You know, and they make that little noise they make of, we're good. But I'm going to go out, and I'm going to show it. I'm going to go out for months, and I'm just going to show Austin, Texas. I say I'm going to do this. I got all this other work I want to do. I don't know. I'm tempted to do it. Somebody should do it. Somebody should go out. And they got these high-zoom cameras you can buy for $300 now. I mean, I've got a little cheap Panasonic I bought for like $350 that you'll see footage of in Endgame. We also shot the rest of it in high def. But this thing has a digital zoom where you can zoom up at 100 yards away literally on a fly. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I'm just going to go show all these people's inspection stickers, and I'm going to show how the illegal aliens are let off, and I'm going to show it downtown. I mean, I've had enough of this. They've got spies everywhere being recruited to spy on their fellow citizens and their neighbors. They're brainwashing the children in the schools to spy on their families and other students in and out of the school. The borders are completely wide open. Illegal aliens are running all over us, waving their foreign flag. And I've got the mayor of a major town in Southern California saying on video, at a city council meeting with the illegals griping at him that, hey, we let you go for DWIs and no driver's license. And he's like, why are you griping at me? I mean, I've had enough of it. These cops strut up off their motorcycles feeling real official. Well, you violated the, you don't have your sticker. Meanwhile, we have almost $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon. Criminals are running the government. There's every form of scam you can imagine. And I know I'm already digressing off onto one of my pet peeves. By the way, 10, 20 years ago, and I've actually done some newspaper microfiche investigations on this, you hardly ever heard about a collapsing bridge. Now, every week or so, I hear about a bridge collapsing, but usually it's some interstate connector, and it only kills one person. I mean, they've had a couple bridge collapses in last year right here in Texas on I-35 alone, overpasses. And it's because you got good old boys, and they're dosing the concrete. They're putting too much sand in it. They're running all sorts of scams. And so remember about a month and a half ago, in the Bay Area between Oakland and San Francisco, a big overpass collapsed. An 18-wheeler crashed into it, flew off full of gasoline, blew up, and then melted the asphalt, and it just bowed and sagged. Now that's different construction than a 110-story steel building, apples and oranges. And the debunkers, Popular Mechanics and disinfo agents said, oh, look, see, it collapsed from fire. And I went, look at all these examples of other bridges collapsing. They had one in Corpus Christi. Remember that collapsed going to Padre a few years ago? I mean, just huge sections of it collapsed. So this stuff is ongoing. It doesn't even need a fire to be under it for a couple hours for it to collapse. It's different construction. And now up in Minnesota, over the Mississippi, it's killed, the number fluctuates between 4 and 6 people and injured more than 40, they're reporting. And we've got a report up on PrisonPlanet.com titled, Getting Ahead of the Debunkers on the Latest Bridge Collapse. Will they again compare a cracked and weakened bridge to a 1,300-foot-tall steel-reinforced building? Let's go to John Harmon, who runs the show. He's up in Minnesota. What is it like for folks up in Minnesota to see a huge overpass? I mean, how many lanes is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It looks like a 6 or 8 lane.
6 lane.
6 lane, I guess, with big shoulders. How bad is it, really? You're up there.
Yeah, it's pretty puzzling how it just the whole thing just collapsed.
Probably Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, right. No, it definitely looks like just a structural failure, but yeah, I guess all the concrete gave out because they were doing so much construction. But I guess it was closed down to just the one lane, so I guess the traffic was pretty light for its usual traffic.
Now, they were admitting that it was structurally already failing because of shoddy craftsmanship to begin with. I mean, folks, there are roads and bridges built by Romans 2,200 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 1,800 years ago, that have 18-wheelers driving across it right now because they were built right. And the reason I thought of the bridge, John, was because I was thinking of corruption, just how they're out here to give you a ticket the minute your inspection sticker's out, and they got FBI spies everywhere now, and the schools are being turned into this. But meanwhile, there's so much corruption that they're basically building these bridges out of balsa wood now and spitballs.
Yeah, and it's only, 40 years old? It's pretty wild.
How was traffic getting into work, or did it affect you?
It didn't affect me. I just, it's 10 minutes away, just on a local road. But it's pretty weird.
Well, no question it, young man, or you're with Al-Qaeda. Again, question anything, question the dollar devalued again, oil prices at all-time world record highs, you're with Al-Qaeda. And if you don't believe that isn't even Paul Harvey on the radio, by the way, they now admit it's not Paul Harvey on the radio, but someone who sounds like him, they don't care. See, they know you don't care, so they're going to lie to you, folks. This little side issue, we'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Live to see the United States being turned into a third world Stasi state. To live to see our children openly brainwashed. It all starts with the war on drugs and the war on terror. The government has to stop the drugs they license and ship in while they push deadly prescription drugs on the children. It's all transparent right in front of your face. But going back here to the news that I have in front of me, this is from Fox News, and notice they're pulling out all the stops, see? And I said years ago, when we're in danger of another terror attack is when they start saying this. We have tried to keep you safe. We tried to pass laws and set up security systems to keep you safe, but you fought against them. And now, when the terrorists hit us, it's going to be your fault. And next time, we're taking all your rights when it happens, because we care about you. We love you, and you can trust us. We don't want power or control. We're not ruthless. We're totally trustworthy. Never mind we're making everything secret and announcing that Congress isn't involved in the continuity of government and isn't allowed to see the continuity of government plan. That's all been announced. Just unbelievable, in your face. It's here. Everything the old-timers talked about is now happening. And they have new Bin Laden tapes on the weekend and then again yesterday. Every 3 days now, they release a new Bin Laden tape, and within hours, Fox and CNN report a new Bin Laden tape as he declares he's determined to strike and destroy the U.S. and Israel. And then within hours, sometimes in the same report, it's not clear if this, and they'll literally say it even quieter, it's not clear if this is just old footage. And then the next day, it was old footage. They don't care, though. See, for people who aren't paying attention, it's just Bin Laden. It doesn't matter if known CIA front websites, I mean admittedly run by former top CIA people, keep releasing the videos. Oh, that's okay. They're the good guys. Yes, they're the good guys. The guys that killed Kennedy, the guys that shipped the heroin and cocaine in, the guys that run every vice you can imagine. Oh, they're the good guys. And operating in secrecy, founded by the criminal elite in 47, they're just doing good for us. You know how long we've been corrupt? See, now, they're just not even putting any pretense in there. For those of us that are in the know, they're like, yeah, what are you going to do about it? Yeah, okay, we're evil. Yeah, we're taking your freedom and setting up a one-world government. And they literally look at us and say, and by the way, the cattle can't even understand you when you warn them. And they just laugh. And the cattle go around and just, you know, decide which clique they want to be part of, which costume they want to wear, which little subgroup they're going to be part of. Pretty sick, ladies and gentlemen, pretty sick. So U.S. terror attack 90 days away at most. Fox News counterterrorism expert Julian Juval Aviva, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, spoke with Fox Fan Central about what Americans can do to protect themselves in case of terror attack. How about shut down our border and deport anybody who isn't a U.S. citizen who has affiliations with groups that have been known to associate with the CIA front group, Al-Qaeda? Oh, that's not, and again, not that that would even do anything, but if the threat was real, that's what you'd see. Oh, no, that's not going to happen. Do you believe another terror attack in American soil is likely? He went on to say, I predict, based primarily on information that is floating in Europe and the Middle East, that an event is imminent and around the corner here in the United States. It could happen as soon as tomorrow, or it could happen in the next few months, 90 days at most. They say, what advice do you give for individuals without finding themselves in the middle of a terror attack? Since mass transportation is the next attack, when you travel to work, have with you a bottle of water, a small towel, and a flashlight. He goes on to say, what happened in London is exactly a point to look at. Don't be bashful. Go with your gut feelings. Report everyone, it goes on to say. Try to break up your routine so the terrorists don't get you. It actually says that, folks. Again, they want you to habitualize fear rituals. This is all right out of Pavlov, okay? This is base psychology. See, the environmental groups don't really care about the environment, the big dominant ones. They care about grabbing private property. But they will have you habitualize rituals like recycling and like getting light bulbs that last longer. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, though they're much more toxic, and they've done cost-benefit analysis, different groups have, and actually they're worse, but so what? Just feel good. The point is, when we get back, I'll finish up with this. See, they want you to habitualize. I mean, imagine, take different routes every day. As if that statistically would keep you from having terrorists attack you. Only if terrorists were targeting you specifically. This is pure baloney, but they want you to personalize. That's what the drills are about, so you can fantasize about it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a huge New World Order attack that is going to be launched against the people of the United States and the world in the next week and a half. And I want to let you know about that in the next hour with the Loose Change crew. So that's coming up. Call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in because this is key analysis coming up in the first 20 minutes of the next hour. I'm going to have them on for the next 40 minutes to go over their own perspective from the angle that they've witnessed this. You'll find out what we're talking about coming up in the next hour. But this is important info. Please email your email list, your MySpace. You can get your coworkers to tune in. And it's perfect for you during the next lunch hour. Or if you're listening to this as a rebroadcast overnight on some great affiliate, and CB, your truck driver buddies, and tell them to tune in. Okay. Just finishing up here, they're saying that we're going to have another terror attack. And with Cheney now sinking down to 10 points in major polls, Bush plunging to the low 20s, they have to teach us to love them again. And you notice that Barack Obama 2 days ago came out and said, I want to go ahead and attack Pakistan. I want to go ahead and invade the area between their border. And as I said a few weeks ago, you can see that and this is actually a positive if this happens. It's bad, but it is a lesser of evils. And explain, I don't believe in your personal choices. You should ever make a lesser of two evils, or two weevils, as they say, in Master and Commander. I don't believe that you should ever personally choose a lesser of two evils, unless you're absolutely forced to.
Okay? And I hope the globalists won't kill anybody, and I hope they won't launch any military attacks. But I've been saying for a long time, if they decide that they can't go into Iran, that they're going to bomb Syria and claim that they've killed a nest of terrorists, they may even bomb a empty hillside. They may go in and just kill a village of innocent people on the Pakistan-Afghan border. And remember, I said that again last week. Because I know how they operate, folks. When you've been watching them as long as I have, you learn their MO. You learn their game plan. You learn how they work, how they move. And they also know the people are mad the borders are open. This is the number two. The issue of Pakistan is number two. Number one is people know the borders are open, the war on terror is a hoax. But number two in that, they also go, why haven't you captured bin Laden? First you said you wanted to get him, now you're saying it's impossible to get him, and then now we hear for the last 5 years that he's right here on the Pakistan-Afghan border and that Pervez Musharraf can't get him. And so what will happen is you'll have an attack. They'll bomb some village, kill some innocent people, show some smoking ruins, claim they killed bin Laden. That's also in the Republican memo of 2.5 years ago of barring another terror attack or capturing or killing bin Laden. Their goose is cooked, the neocons. And that means their agenda through Hillary and Barack Obama as well. So Barack Obama comes out and says, if I was president, I would attack and invade Afghanistan. Pakistan will then complain about that attack that Bush will launch when they're actually fostering it and going along with it. It'll be a limited strike. That will actually boost Pervez Musharraf's numbers when he then becomes an enemy of the U.S. That, of course, will be staged. He was a puppet put in by our government. Okay? So to make it as clear as possible, they may stage some type of event in Pakistan, wipe out some innocent village, or they might even kill some little rebel group that's up there. Wahhabist Pashtun group, Pashtuns following the Wahhabist system of Islamic belief. And then, oh my gosh, they took out al-Qaeda, they got tough, they neutralized the threat. Because see how they're building up this, oh my gosh, they're getting ready to hit us. Al-Qaeda right on cue releases all these new tapes that, you know, they're going to destroy the U.S., a big surprise is coming. They issue photos of Pervez Musharraf and Bush together with the White House on fire. It comes out of known neocon websites, they don't even care, they just lazily do it in your face. All of this is being done. And it either means that they're getting ready to stage a big terror attack here domestically, and Al-Qaeda, Al-CIA is saying it's going to be bigger than anything previously seen. God forbid that happens. Or they'll go with, no, we hit them and stopped a major attack where they were going to blow up the Freedom Tower. I remember a year and a half ago they were going to blow up the Freedom Tower, and people checked there wasn't even a building with that name. They just picked a big building in L.A. and just called it the Freedom Tower because why even tell people the right name? They don't pay attention. Just show a big building and call it a Freedom Tower. And then show a flying saucer blowing it up. The public's so dumbed down, they'll associate it with alien space invasion. Fox News actually showed aliens blowing it up and said bin Laden was in control. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Luke Radowski's online with us. I just had to finish that because we've got so many guests coming up. We won't have time to get into it much more later, though I'm going to try with Alan Watt coming up the third hour. Luke, you want to comment on what I was just discussing about how they're rigging this and setting this up?
I mean, the CIA set up the Pakistani ISI, and we know Joe Biden was meeting with the head of the ISI before 9/11. They work together. You know, they're partners. The United States even gives nuclear secrets to the Pakistanis, and you know they're gonna. They may play enemies within each other, but they clearly work together. And whatever they try to do, it's clearly evident, you know, that Pakistan is nefarious and that their part in this is not in any way, shape, or form, any way positive or helping us. And whatever they do, we shouldn't trust in any way.
They're extremely nefarious. So here's the breaks, and I want to see if you agree. Either they're going to attack Pakistan and claim they neutralize the threat, or they will carry out a new attack in the U.S., then attack Pakistan in rural areas, not the actual government, and then claim that they fought back and the approval ratings will go back up. I just tend to think that they won't go up to 95% like they were, maybe 40%. 5%. They might go up another 15, 20 points because the paradigm, false flag, is now been entered into the nomenclature.
I mean, yeah, it's very likely. I mean, with this fake left-right paradigm, Hillary or Obama could come into office and they could so-called fight this war on terror better. And that's what they're talking about. They're talking about allying themselves with European countries and fighting this war on terror better. And that's one of the possibilities. They could go into Pakistan and that could set up a whole nother war. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully there's not another terrorist attack, and hopefully we all prevent that by exposing it like we're doing right now.
Absolutely. Luke, filming is banned in New York. And look, the cops already come up when I've been there many times and say, turn your camera off. You're not allowed to videotape in Central Park. You're not allowed, I mean, with small handhelds. You're not allowed to videotape at Ground Zero. It's all intimidation. They waddle up, and they all look just the same. It's really strange. I'm not knocking short guys. I'm kind of short, too, but they're all little short guys. They waddle up, and they go, listen, turn it off, you go to jail. And now they don't even have a law. It's the film commission of the city says if you're doing professional filming, you've got to have this. But then they enforce it on any tourist, anyone with a tripod, anyone standing in the same place for 10 minutes, anyone in an area for 30 minutes. It'll ban people videotaping in the park. You got to have $1 million of insurance. This basically shuts everything down. And
yeah, it's a huge attack on the First Amendment. And what Bloomberg's doing, he's going to make it illegal for people to film on the streets. It's not a law. It's actually a regulation that takes place actually today. And what we're going to do about it, we're going to go outside Bloomberg's house tomorrow at 5 p.m., and we're going to demonstrate outside his house, and we're going to have a camera out there for more than 30 minutes. It states that you can't have a camera out in New York City for 30 minutes, this regulation.
And by the way, I would have somebody parked in a car 100 yards away so they try to grab the three cameras you'll have on site. More people need to show up, folks, so there's hundreds of cameras. I mean, potentially hundreds should show up with cameras, but you also need to have a crew down the street to catch whatever the cops do. And that image of them arresting people for having cameras will be another shot heard around the world.
Yeah, man, I'll be there. I don't know if anybody else is going to be there, but I'm definitely going to be there with my camera. And we're going to test if they're really going to, you know, how they're going to use this regulation against us. And we're going to be out there. And we don't need no permit. We're going to be out there as citizens with our cameras.
That's right. Their regulations don't trump private property, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, states' rights. I mean, since when? I mean, that guy is such a crook.
He is a crook. And if you go on WeAreChange.org, you can actually see us confronting Bloomberg. And we have a new video up on that on We Are Change. And what they're trying to do, they're trying to make our freedoms into permissions, permits. They're permissions.
That's right. That just came out. We're going to get a story out on JonesReport.com on how you confronted him. In fact, go grab that video. We'll play that later, John. John Harmon up at the network doing a great job. I have to mention that. People say, who's this John person you imaginarily talk to? I'm in Texas. He's in Minnesota, folks. Tell us about the Bloomberg confrontation.
I mean, we just walked out. He basically had police officers all around him at all times, and our good friends. We were stalking his house up for a while, and we just faced him when we called him on it. He blatantly ignored us. He just walked in his car and got in the car and left. But we're out there, and we're going to let him know, man, that we're always going to be out there, and that we're not going to stop until our freedoms are taken back. And
that's right. Bloomberg doesn't own us. He can pose on the cover of Time magazine, and believe me, that was approved by him, with Schwarzenegger wearing a Nazi belt buckle. We're not putting up with you, Bloomberg. You do not own us. I was researching William Randolph Hearst last night, and the quotes were, he talked to people as if he owned them. He, you know, he treated people like animals. And it's the same way. We are not your property, you scumbag criminal.
Yeah, exactly. And another thing the New York City Police Department is doing, they're also going to make it illegal for people to film in the subway stations. It used to be illegal before. They took it back. They're thinking about doing it.
Well, it was never illegal. They just say, we say you can't take because of terrorists.
Exactly. That's what they're doing. And if you go on We Are Change, we actually released a 30-minute police state video where you actually see me and my friend Nathan Evans being assaulted by police officers for filming them. And what they were doing, it was at a critical mass protest where they were arresting bike riders. We released a whole video about how the police department arrests people who ride their bikes in the street. That's how crazy it has gotten here. Arrest people for, you know, going into subway searches and having something illegal on them. It's crazy here. We have a new video. Nate,
that's right. You went up and shot video, and we're also doing a report on that at JonesReport.com. You have video where they have the checkpoints in the subway, just like the airports, and they're arresting people. And, of course, it's, oh, you got some marijuana. Oh, those pills aren't in the prescription bottle. But then illegal aliens are running around all over us above the law.
Exactly. This war on terror is the war on the American people, and we have to understand that to take this country back. And that's what they're doing. We have videotape of somebody being arrested, not for terrorism, in the subway, but for getting his back searched. I mean, how ludicrous is that? It's being used against the people, and the police are using it to only, you know, reach their quotas and arrest more people.
Well, look, we're the cattle. They're here to suck off of us. The country's imploding. Everybody knows it. It's only going to get worse. They're hiring almost every troop that comes back to join the police force. And, you know, when they don't blow and kill their families, they're killing citizens out on the street. Now, let's go ahead and I've got a clip here. You shot video of this. A lot of other folks shot video of this. I've got multiple camera angles on this, and it's just incredible. The audio isn't the best, but you can hear it. Describe this video where the cop in the Darth Vader Hercules team outfit with the Heckler & Koch submachine gun says, "I do not work for the citizens. You do not pay my salary. I do not work for you."
Oh, yeah, this is a street action that took place at the New York Stock Exchange this July 11th. On every 11th, we're doing street action. And on this 11th, me and the crew went to the New York Stock Exchange, and one of my friends, Jason, you know, just talked, confronted, and asked for a badge number for one of these thugs with M16s. And as you see in the video, the officer says, "We do not serve you. You know, we have no allegiance to you," and he just blatantly ignores them.
You see, first they admitted about 10 years ago that we have no compulsion to protect you. We have no liability. And now I've had Austin cops tell me to get out of a public meeting before, and I go, "Listen, man, I pay your salary." He goes, "You don't pay my salary. I pay taxes. I pay my own." It's now begun, folks. And then from "we don't serve you" to "you serve us" is only one degree of separation. So now we actually serve them. Tell us about it.
I mean, that's exactly what they're doing with this police state. They're above the law. They're above the people. They're being treated as kings, and it's disgusting. I mean, these people are not above the law. The police are not above the law. They serve us. We are the people. We pay their, you know, we pay them. They're supposed to serve us, and it's disgusting what they're doing here in New York City. I mean, they're arresting people for riding bikes. I mean, it's a crime to ride a bike in New York City with a whole bunch of
people. By the way, they had the FBI and CIA surveil critical mass. Remember that 2 years ago?
And totally infiltrated. There's actually video of undercover police officers on bikes within the critical mass, within the other bike riders, that as soon as everybody's arrested, a couple guys get let go, and they're on the clock. And, you know, even in the video that we have, you see police officers not on the clock, you know, with cameras, you know, with the badge underneath them, and it's disgusting. And, you know, this is...
And they're laughing, going, "Hey, guess what? I get to have one, but you don't."
Yeah, we can't stand for that. We have to educate the police, one, and we have to stand up for our rights.
Hey, look, I want to tell these cops something. You like being a thug. You were a bully in high school. You like joining the New York PD, a pathetic police department if there ever was one. And I'm here to tell you, I want you to know something stupid. They've devalued your money in your little bank account, and they're ruining your future too, dirtbag.
Exactly. And that's what they're doing. What they're also doing here in New York City, they're lowering the raises, the pay of the police department.
Cops love it. They want, look, it's going to end up being gang member thugs, okay?
And sadly, that's what it is. I mean, it used to be the finest. It's not the finest no more. The NYPD, we have to educate the NYPD. I know a lot of officers that are just sick of what they're doing, but they're forced to do it.
No, I know. 3 years ago, when they were ordered to arrest, like a pregnant woman sat down on a bench for more than 3 minutes. You're not allowed to sit for more than three. They arrested a 9-month pregnant woman, and the cop union bought an ad, and remember, said, "We apologize. We've been ordered to be mean to you."
Yes.
You ought to dig that out. They have been ordered to be mean, folks. And so the bad cops just love it. The good cops are leaving. Folks, it was in the paper. The cops bought an ad saying, "We've been ordered to be mean to you and to have zero tolerance."
Yeah, I mean, that's the case that I get from the police officers, from the good police officers that I talk to. And, you know, that lady, that happened about a year ago. That lady was sitting on a milk crate. It's illegal to sit on a milk crate. You'll get a summons for it. It's illegal to sit wrong on a subway. I mean, it's illegal to drink something in a subway now. I mean, they're making our freedoms into permissions, and we can't allow that.
Look, it's prison. It's prison. It's the children in public schools, fences, iron doors, searches, tags, permissions, don't run at recess. Now it's in the companies. Now it's in the subways. Now it's Viper teams on the streets. Luke, tell people where Bloomberg the cockroach lives so people can go out there and confront this public servant about him trying to become God.
Tomorrow we're going to be outside Bloomberg's house on East 79th Street and Madison Avenue. East 79th Street and Madison Avenue. More info is going up on We Are Change today. And bring your cameras. you know, bring the Constitution, bring your freedoms, and get ready to make a stand for what's right, for your freedoms.
WeAreChange.org, folks, it is. People always tell me I should start an organization, I should start a group, and I've always said, I'm looking for other leaders. I'm looking for other people. Instead of ninnying in this movement, instead of telling me what I need to do for them, I need people like Luke Radowski and his team who go out and take action. That's what we're looking for, and other groups have now imitated them, and other groups have imitated those. There are, We Are Change chapters all over the country. There are other groups forming. Just don't look for orders from headquarters. Take action. Go at the New World Order's juggler. Engage them in the info war. Take over YouTube. Take over MySpace. Get aggressive, ladies and gentlemen. We are not going to stop. And the fact that they're trying to ban filming in New York is a direct response because of Luke and others and what they've done. And by the way, the guy who's been following We Are Change the best is Aaron Dykes. He was up here till 1 in the morning last night. He's not here yet. That's okay. He's going to write articles on this new Bloomberg and on the other reports that we have very soon at JonesReport.com. Stay there, Luke.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
First they domesticated us, now they're enslaving us. Then they're going to butcher us like Christmas hogs.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea did buy.
Not me.
I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico.
That's not my destiny, and I know that's not yours.
I went along.
We're not going down without a fight. We're gonna fight. We've only begun to fight.
And when the yards broke off, they said that I got.
I'm telling you, folks, you gotta just set your mind in motion.
But I'm living still.
That means setting your teeth together and giving them a good grind. That's what it means.
I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide.
Beware.
A place called Boulder.
Anyone that comes to you saying they want to be your leader. Beware of those that come to your organizations and your groups and tell you to come under their banner.
They buried me in that great tomb that knows no.
What we need is leaders individually in every hamlet, every town, every city, forming their own organizations. We are unstoppable. They're trying to set up domestic police states, spies. Luke, you grew up in Poland. Your family was politically persecuted. You came here as political dissidents. Political refugees. What is it like to see him setting up the exact type and even hiring the former head of the East German Stasi to set up domestic spy rings in the U.S. to, quote, fight terror and crime? What is it like for you fleeing Poland when you were a little kid and your parents? What is it like for you to see this now happening?
It's an extremely sad situation because my parents came here for freedom, for the Constitution, for the Bill of Rights, and seeing it being destroyed by the New World Order, by the elite, is disgusting. And it makes me pissed off, and I'm pissed off. And I'm taking my anger, and I'm using it for good, and I'm using it to fight the New World Order, to fight for our freedoms, to stand up for what's right. Just like the people stood up during the Solidarity Movement, we have to stand up for what's right. We have to stand up for the truth. We have to stand up for our rights. I mean, that's the only thing we have. These elite, these New World Order, they changed our lives for the worse. We have to change their lives back. We can't allow them to be in the streets, to have their own meetings. We have to confront them. We have to talk. We have to call them on their lies, on what they're doing to us. And unless we do that, unless we all become leaders, you know, we're not going to do nothing. And that's what we need to do. We have to stop looking up to other people. We have to become our own leaders. We have to look up to ourselves, and then we can do anything we want. And as long as we want it, we can do anything.
That's what I've always said. Now, Luke, you know, people asked me, the Loose Change guys, you did, others, to be involved in the organization and running of the 9/11 stuff coming up in New York. I've got trust and confidence in you guys. And so, Luke, you're running the whole New York thing coming up. I'm going to be up there in New York. I wasn't going to come this year, but I was threatened that if I came, I was going to get it. So I'm going, and I'm glad because I want to see you and others and be in New York and also face down the cops trying to say you can't film. Don't let that work, folks. Let's have, instead of 2,000 like we had last year, let's have 10,000. I want everybody to book trains, book planes. I want everybody to go to New York. I want to see everybody there over that weekend, September 8th, 9th, and then 10th. And the 11th on Tuesday. I'll be there for all four of those days, and we got a lot of events coming up, but Luke needs you to RSVP, and Luke needs funds to be able to book a few of these venues that he's got on the line. They're meager funds, but by RSVPing, they'll be able to get an idea and get some support. Luke, stay there for 60 seconds. We're going to come back to you. I'll let you plug that and how folks can support it. I mean, you'll develop more of a plan as things go on. But you got a few venues. You seem to know people are RSVPing for tickets to pay for these venues. And then we'll be right back to talk about that.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.